what do you do in the morning? What's your morning routines?
So it varies depending on if I'm back in at my home or if I'm on the road. But for the most part, it's journaling 3 pages a day when I wake up.
What do you write about?
Well, it's pretty much just dumping whatever's in my mind. So it may be a story that came out of a dream that I just had. Or maybe it's rewriting my goals. Or maybe it's writing down some of my frustrations. Am I upset about something? Getting it out on paper. You know, the mind, it's like a cup. You need to dump it out. You need to empty it to let something new into it. So I try to dump whatever's in my mind out into 3 pages a day. I got this concept from an incredible book by Julia Cameron called The Artist's Way. And it talks about what she calls morning pages, writing these 3 pages a day. No matter what it is, just sit down, write 3 pages a day. Because I believe that most people, that if they just wrote 3 pages a day, they wouldn't need their antidepressants. You know, some people need medication, but most of us, we just need to connect with ourselves. We need to be writing out what we're thinking. And you know, it's amazing. I journal 3 pages a day. And then at the end of last year, what I did is I read the last 5 years of my journals.
Wow.
And I learned a lot about myself. I found trends. I found that there are certain things that I have made huge progress on, and there's other things that I am no further along 5 years later that I need to make sure I focus on. And it's amazing to be able to study yourself. That's how we started this interview. I said, I'm a student of myself. I'm trying to figure out and navigate my own emotions, my own dreams, my own fears, and then share my findings with the world.
I love that. And that's why I'm doing this. I want to learn from others and implement it in my own life and create a good life and also share my findings, because knowledge, if we don't share it, it's waste.
It's empty, yeah.
It's empty. So what else do you do in the morning?
So I journal. Some mornings I'll exercise. Some mornings, what I like to do is, we have a beautiful home, and I have a motorized wheelchair as well as this manual, and I will drive to the most convenient coffee shop that I love. I'll pull out my journal. I'll listen on the way to the coffee shop. I'll listen to some personal growth program on the way, and then I'll get there. I'll write out my thoughts in those 3 pages. Then I'll plan out my day. What are the things that I'm going to work on? Sometimes I'll reach out and connect to one of my friends or my mentors if I need to just check in on some project that I'm working on and I want some confidence boost, that I want to reach out to somebody. You know, I don't just stop working on my self-care in the morning. I try to keep it going the rest of the day. And it's things like just being out in nature when I'm on the walk, headed to and from the coffee shop, sometimes spending time in the park, just observing nature. It really also comes down to connecting to my purpose. Why am I on this planet? And visualizing people that are out there that need to hear my message. You know, you asked the question earlier about, you know, what do I do on the days that I think, why should somebody listen to my podcast? Well, one of the things that I would recommend you do is you think about how there's some people on this planet that need to hear it from your perspective. That maybe my perspective isn't going to open them up. Maybe Wayne Dyer or Tony Robbins or Dr. Phil or the other people on the planet that have their own perspectives, maybe we couldn't reach that person today, but you could. Maybe the way you speak about it and your life circumstances and your opinions reach out and unlock somebody in a way that I couldn't. So that's why you need to get back out there, because there's some people only capable of hearing it from you.
When do you wake up in the morning?
It varies. I go through seasons. Some seasons I'm hardcore and I'm at 5 a.m. and I'm an early to rise. And then some seasons I'm at 8 o'clock in the morning. It depends on what's going on in my life. I'm not a marathon runner from the standpoint of metaphorically speaking. I'm not somebody that does a little bit here and there. I'm a sprinter. And so I usually am all on or I'm all off. I'm black or white. So there's times where I'm gung-ho and I'm up at 5 in the morning for a few months. And then there's times where I'm a little more lazy and I get up a little bit later and I'm more about focused on getting better quality, longer sleep. So it varies. There is no set version of Sean Stevenson. If you come back and ask me this question a year from now, I'm going to have a different answer for you because I'm evolving.